Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A police accountability task force in Chicago is calling on the police department to acknowledge its racist past. Mayor Rahm Emanuel formed the task force last year after a video showed the police shooting of Laquan McDonald in 2014. And just in the last hour, Emanuel responded to the task force's report, saying the police department has a lot of work to do.
And if we can honestly confront our past, I think we can have a stronger future. Because we're willing to do the tough things and be honest with each other about what changes are necessary so people have confidence in the police department.
WBEZ's Rob Wildeboer joins us from Chicago. And Rob, start with that report. The Chicago Tribune got a leaked copy. What else did it say?
Yeah, it's a leaked copy of the executive summary, so it's not the whole report. But, I mean, basically it says something that people have known in this town for a long time. But it makes it explicit, and it does it in kind of a formal way with kind of an official kind of voice, right? This task force has an official voice of sorts. And it says, quote, Chicago police accountability system is broken. It says the police oversight system is riddled with legal and practical barriers to accountability. It says that the community's lack of trust in the Chicago Police Department is justified.
And it says that the police department needs to come out and acknowledge racism, a legacy of racism over the years.
Yeah, a legacy of racism, of racial bias in policing. And most of this, you know, again, this is stuff we've known for a long, long time. And it really speaks to the fact that we're finally seeing some movement on it now, speaks to the fact that, you know, there was this video of a shooting of Laquan McDonald, a young man, in December. There was public outcry over it. And I kind of think, like, having reported on policing and criminal justice in Chicago for the last 10 years, you know, one of the big takeaways for me is that in a democracy, people get the government they demand. These issues are not new. The reason the city is dealing with them now is because people got out on the streets to protest them and put on political pressure, where previously there just wasn't political pressure, so nobody did anything about it.
And there's been a lot of anger directed at the mayor, Rahm Emanuel. How does this report reflect on him?
Well, you know, these problems go back decades and decades and precede Rahm Emanuel. But I would say in the first 4 or 5 years of his administration, my experience is that his administration was not responsive. I did stories on police accountability and found cases where there were real head scratchers where you're like, what? How can this be? And I went to the Independent Police Review Authority, which was then headed by a gentleman named Scott Ando, and they just decided they didn't need to answer questions. So there was just they would just ignore the questions. We'd go after them for weeks and weeks, like, please explain this case to us. This looks really funny. And nope, didn't need to explain it. And that was just the attitude of this administration. Combine that with the fact that aldermen, you know, when we do these stories, sometimes I'd have exposed some sort of really strange incident and then bring it to the aldermen in the city council, and they weren't really engaged on the issue either. I'd be like, hey, I've got this thing. Like, doesn't this seem weird to you? And they would just be completely uninterested. But again, once people hit the streets, it put it on the radar, and, you know, the city leaders have no choice but to react at this point.
And just today, the city council confirming Eddie Johnson as the new police superintendent. Sounds like he's got quite a lot of work ahead of him. Rob Wildeboer at WBEZ in Chicago, thank you so much.
My pleasure.